Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We are in the midst of a spiritual war, not against people, but for the souls of our loved ones who are far from Jesus. And every day the world pulls them farther away. But Our Lady is calling us to fight for them with the greatest weapon heaven has given us, the rosary. In this spiritual battle, our daily rosary podcast is the air campaign. And this past year, because of your generosity, the number of people praying with us around the world has doubled. But that's not an accident. It's the Holy Spirit and Our Lady at work. But we can't win this war by an air campaign alone. If we're going to help our loved ones, we need ground troops. And that's why we are forming leaders, ordinary men and women who learn to grow in holiness, build genuine friendships, and accompany others as they gently draw souls back to Jesus through Mary. And we have a dedicated full-time team forming these leaders. But we can't build this spiritual army without you. And this Advent, a group of benefactors has offered $1 million if our Rosary family can match it. So your gift, whatever you can give, helps us to keep the rosary free for everyone and reach thousands more in the spiritual battle and form leaders and ground troops. So if this daily rosary podcast has helped you, and if you want to fight for the people you love, then click the button below and make a gift, and it will be doubled. And together, with Mary, we will win souls back to Jesus. This is the first day of Advent. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. It's become commonplace to point out that we run around during Advent shopping for Christmas presents for everybody under the sun, and we get no present for the Christ child, whose birthday literally is Christmas. Now, obviously, that can't be right. We can't spend Advent, which is a time preparing for Christmas, by preparing for everyone other than Christ. So how do we prepare for Christmas? What gifts do we get for Christ? Actually, as St. Augustine points out, we can just follow the lead of the first people who gave Jesus presents, the three magi, because the three magi gave gifts that resemble exactly what the church encourages as the best way to prepare during Advent. To give Jesus the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The first of the gifts of the Magi is gold, and gold obviously represents money. So how do we give money to the baby Jesus? Well, Christ identified himself with two groups, the church and the poor. So if you give to the church and you give to the poor, there you go. You're giving a gift to Christ. But let's remember that there are two kinds of poor, materially poor and spiritually poor. We take care of the materially poor through the corporal works of mercy, feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, giving shelter to people. But let us remember the words of Mother Teresa, that the greatest poverty is a spiritual poverty, to be without God. So when you support organizations that evangelize, teach the faith, form people spiritually, then you are addressing the most dire poverty, spiritual poverty. So let's make it easy. We should probably make an assessment of how much money we're spending on presents, and then make some kind of proportional gift to the poor and the church. But there are many of you who have been blessed by the baby Jesus to be in a very excellent financial situation. Consider giving sacrificially to him this year, to do something extravagant for him. That's a way to give gold to the baby Jesus. That's a way of keeping Christ at the center of Christmas. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The second gift is frankincense, which obviously means prayer, both public and private. Why does it represent prayer? Because incense rises to God, sweet and precious, like the prayers of God's faithful. And that, of course, is the best gift we can give to the infant Jesus. I mean, it's common sense. The best thing you can give to somebody you love is your time. And that's what we do in prayer. We give the gift of our time. We spend time with the Lord in friendship. So, how can we give him more time this Advent out of love? Consider going to Mass one more time during the week, or going to daily Mass during Advent, or pray the rosary every day, or invite somebody, your spouse, a child, a friend, to pray the rosary with you. Maybe you like to pray the podcast by yourself, go an extra step. Invite somebody to pray with you later in the day. Or pick a gospel and read through a little bit of it each day so that you finish by Christmas. Yesterday I said that Mark is the shortest and John is the longest, but I actually did a word count this morning, and Luke is the longest by the word count. And the best way to spend time in prayer, just sit in silence, read nothing, talk to God from the heart, and then just be with him. That's how we give frankincense to the Christ child. That's how we can keep Christ at the center of Christmas. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Myrrh is the last of the gifts of the Magi, and the darkest. Myrrh is a gift that acknowledges that Jesus, who is also the Lamb of Sacrifice, it acknowledges that he's going to die. And the myrrh honors Christ's sacrifice and shows a willingness to contribute to it. And how do we support and honor and contribute to the suffering of Jesus? By sharing in it with our own sufferings and sacrifice. This last gift, it's actually the cheapest gift you can get for the Lord, because it doesn't cost you any time or money. On the contrary, a little less hot water in the shower, a little less coffee, a little less sugar, a little less sleeping in the morning, a little less snacking, a little less screen time. These are the gifts where you tell the infant Jesus, I'm with you. I'm with you the whole way, including all your suffering. Here's a little of my comfort as a gift to you, because I love you more than comfort. And if we accept what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and if we unite it to the suffering of Christ, we can actually console his heart and help him save souls. That's the greatest gift we can give him. I just came back from the Holy Land, and I was struck by the mosaic in the Basilica of the Church of the Transfiguration, because there's a stunning image of the baby Jesus lying in a manger, and next to it is the image of a little lamb sacrificed on an altar. It's the same Christ. Won't you help him in his suffering? That's how you give myrrh to the baby Jesus. That's how you keep Christ at the center of Christmas. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Many people don't like to think of Advent as a penitential season, even though it's penitential enough. As they run around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to get the presents and the decorations and the cooking taken care of. But actually, Advent is a purple time. It's a penitential time. And the practices of a penitential season, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, are just times where we're supposed to be more generous toward Jesus. Give him the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, like the Magi did centuries ago at that first Christmas. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation on this, the first Sunday of Advent?
I was trying to figure out what my best gift would be right now, because I think it is so particular to an individual. But at the end of the day, a gift, we give gifts because it says, I know you and I love you. So I think it's really good to just look at yourself and where you need to know God better, where you need to love God better. And that could be a lot of different things. I mean, because to know God, to love God, is to be like him, serve others like him in this season. I think one huge way a lot of people, especially it's the winter seasons, it's Advent, it's Christmas, but it's also getting really cold. Now is a really good time to serve the poor. And there's a lot of really great initiatives for, I know here we have, I can't remember the name actually, but there's plenty of services where you can sign up and prepare meals for the poor. And now is a good time for that. If that's a way in which you think you need to know Christ better through service, but it's all different for different people. That's just how I'm looking at it right now as I'm trying to decide what I need to do to give Christ something.
Yes.
Particularly from me that says, I know you and I love you.
That's excellent.
Or adoration, just more adoration.
Yeah. Yeah. That's excellent. Can I share what I'm going to do for Advent?
Sure.
So when we were in the Holy Land, we had the most amazing priest with us,
mm-hmm.
Father Johannes from the Community of the Beatitudes. And what so struck me about him is that he was so steeped in the Bible that he was dripping in Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He lived in Scripture. And I spend a lot of time with Scripture, putting together these rosary meditations. I do my holy hour every day. We pray rosaries.
Mm-hmm.
You and I record two rosaries every day. But I just felt such a draw to spend more time with Jesus in Scripture.
Yeah.
More of my free time.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started doing it a little before Advent, and it's so fulfilling, so fulfilling. And that's one of the things I'm going to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
A little extra time, I'm going to give a little more of my free time,
mm-hmm.
as a gift to Jesus in Scripture, reading, yeah. and thinking about Scripture.
Even the resolution you shared with me about memorizing more Scripture is such a beautiful way to do that, because it is, we talk about living the Scripture, and that is partially reflecting on it and building resolution, but when you recite something, you bring it to life in a different way.
Yes.
I love that the little brothers and sisters of the Lamb recite, they'll read it aloud, but they read it until they memorize it and they say it to one another.
Yes.
So that when you recite it, you speak it and you understand it and you believe it and they become your own words. It's what I love about, I've never even considered memorizing scripture in the same way, but when you memorize Hamlet or something, it's so that you can give a speech.
Yes.
You can do the full speech that he does, but you can actually speak it like you're speaking it. And we can do that so much more with not just literature, but with the gospel.
Yeah. I have a friend who reads one chapter of the gospel out loud to himself every day.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's amazing how it just penetrates you.
Yeah. It's different when you read it aloud.
Yeah.
That seems like such a small thing, but when it can transform your entire life, what a gift that is.
Yeah. Well, that's a gift to Jesus. You know, lastly, one of our very faithful prayers, one of the person who's very faithful of praying this rosary with us every day, she shared with me a wonderful Advent kit
mm-hmm.
that might be great for families that I want to pass on to everyone. It's just called Advent Kits. You can go to dailydevotive.com. dailydevotive.com, one word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got these great Advent kits.
Hmm.
So I want to share that with everyone. Thank you, Laurel, for sharing that with us. It's a great thing to do with your family. Well, this is actually my favorite time of year. So I'm looking forward to spending Advent with you, Teresa.
I think we're kicking it off in the right way.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.